As tourism season soon approaches, Western Massachusetts' population will balloon with visitors from New York City, and that has some people in the Berkshires thinking about a better way to make the trip. Reestablishing passenger rail service from the Berkshires to New York City has been a dream for many for years. A previous plan to use track along the Housatonic River through Connecticut failed due to money problems between the two states. Eddie Sporn says his new plan would bypass Connecticut altogether.
The Manny plan, which is my supposedly cute way of putting Massachusetts and New York together, is a plan to connect New York City with the Berkshires, Pittsfield specifically, via existing railway lines.
Sporn, a real estate planner and consultant who founded Robin Road Consulting, has pitched his plan to local elected leaders, museums, and theaters to get support. He says it could increase tourism and promote residential and commercial real estate growth.
I've been aware for a number of years of the plan to connect the Berkshires to New York City via the Housatonic Railroad, and I also know that that plan, the preliminary cost of it was extremely expensive, and I also know that Connecticut basically has said no to the funding of the plan. So I looked for other alternatives, and I discovered that there was actually a way to connect the Berkshires with New York City via railroad, and there was just that one-half-mile connection that was missing.
From New York City, the route travels along the eastern edge of the Hudson River using the rail line that connects New York City with Albany. Then, in Columbia County, the route heads east along the CSX railroad tracks through Chatham and eventually Pittsfield. Sporn's plan has the train stopping at three stations, Chatham, West Stockbridge, and Pittsfield. And because of the minimal amount of track and station construction required, he says service could start sooner and cost less than the Housatonic Railroad route.
If you make this half-a-mile connection, you now have a direct connection with modern railway lines between New York City and the Berkshires.
Cleet Koos is the Transportation Program Manager for the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission. Koos says the revival of passenger rail from the Berkshires to New York City had hinged on Connecticut's involvement.
There's a substantial cost even just getting a preliminary service going here, you know?
People can currently take Amtrak from Pittsfield to Albany Rensselaer and then to New York City, but there is only one train to and from Pittsfield a day, and sometimes a nearly two-hour layover in Albany Rensselaer.
If this was so, you know, viable, somebody from the private sector, you know, would have already stood up, put the money forward, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, though there seems to be a desire of the public to have this service, the financial resources are currently needed in other areas. So, that's a contributing factor, you know, why we haven't seen, you know, more momentum.
Sporn admits there are a few challenges to his plan. He says it's less about funding and more about bureaucracy. There's first buying the land and building on the half-mile track through rural Massachusetts, getting CSX Railroad and Columbia County on board because 160 of the 170 miles go through New York, and finding an entity like Metro North, Amtrak, or CSX, or a new one to run it. Bottom line, if you're coming to the Berkshires from the Big Apple this summer, don't plan on a quick train trip just yet. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.